Day by Day with Bhagavan, 22nd November 1945. Dr. Srinivasa Rao told the Swami, "I have heard from one who said he saw it, that when Bhagavan was in Skandashramam, a snake once crept over his body. Bhagavan said, 'Snakes raise their hoods and look into our eyes, and they seem to know when they need not be afraid, and then they pass over us.' It did not strike me either that I should do anything to it." Later, Bhagavan said, "Even though we usually describe the reality as Sat Chit Ananda, even that is not quite correct. Even that is not quite description. It cannot really be described. By this description, all that we endeavor to make plain is that it is not Asat, that it is not Jada, and that it is free from all pain." Again, Bhagavan said, "We are all in reality Sat Chit Ananda, but we imagine we are bound and are having all these pains." I asked, "Why do we imagine so? Why does this ignorance or jnana come to us?" Bhagavan said, "Inquire, to whom has this ignorance come? And you will find it never came to you, and that you have always been that Sat Chit Ananda. One performs all sorts of penances to become what one already is. All effort is simply to get rid of this Viparita Buddhi or mistaken impression that one is limited and bound by the woes of samsara." Later, Bhagavan said, "The spark of jnana will easily consume all creation as if it were a mountain heap of cotton. All the crowds of worlds being built upon the weak or no foundation of the ego, they all topple down when atomic bomb of jnana comes down upon them." Bhagavan said, "All talk of surrender is like pinching jaggery from the jaggery image of Lord Ganesha and offering it as Naivedya to the same Lord Ganesha. You say you offer your body, soul, and all possessions to God. Were they yours that you could offer them? At best, you can only say, 'I falsely imagined till now that all these which are yours, God's, were mine. Now I realize they are yours. I shall no more act as if they are mine.' And this knowledge that there is nothing but God or self, that I and mine don't exist, and that only this self exists, is jnana." He added, "Thus, there is no difference between bhakti and jnana. Bhakti is jnana, mata, or mother of jnana." Talking of innumerable ways of different seekers after God, Bhagavan said, "Each should be allowed to go his own way, the way for which alone he may be built. It will not do to convert him to another path by violence. The guru will go with the disciple in his own path and then gradually turn him into the supreme path at the right moment. Suppose a car is going at top speed. To stop it at once or to turn it at once would be attended by disastrous consequences." The talk then turned to the names of God, and Bhagavan said, "Talking of all mantras The Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, Aham is the first name of God. The first letter in Sanskrit is A, A, and the last letter Ha. And Aha thus includes Aham. All refer to the same thing. In the Bible also, I am is given as the name of God. Everything from beginning to end. The word I am means that which exists, self-shining and self-evident. I am, Atma, Aham, all refer to the same thing. In the Bible also, I am is given as the name of God by Devaraj Mudaliar.